With Montana News, I'm Austin Amestoy. Monkeypox cases are starting to appear in Montana. The first case was confirmed in a Flathead County resident in early August, followed by another in Gallatin County. State health officials say they have received vaccines and are working with local public health departments to track the virus. Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates Carney spoke with Freddie Monanez, who has been reporting on this issue.
What do we know about the virus's spread in Montana?
It's still really early and there's not many details, but public health officials are identifying close contacts of people who have tested positive for the virus. I spoke with Dr. Neil Koo, a Billings Clinic epidemiologist, before the first case was reported in Montana. He said if there's one person in an area who's tested positive, there's a good chance there are more.
There are going to be others, and there are going to be a lot more exposure. So we need to be prepared.
Common transmission of the virus has been through close, intimate contact with the person who has monkeypox. The World Health Organization says the vast majority of cases involve sexual contact, and although it's rare, it can spread by spending a lot of time face-to-face with an infected person and by touching things like clothing, bedding, or towels that have been used by an infected person.
And what kind of symptoms should people be on the lookout for?
Yeah, people may see a rash, bumps, or blisters on their face, arms, and legs and chest, as well as inside mouths on genitals and in the anal regions. Some people may also have flu-like symptoms. Symptoms usually start within a few weeks of exposure to the virus, and illness lasts 2 to 4 weeks.
So there's only a couple of cases so far in Montana, but what are public health officials saying about preventing further spread?
Yeah, that's right. So Dr. Neil Koo says this is really tricky because the CDC's guidance is to avoid people who are infected with monkeypox, but that can be hard to identify.
Or you take it upon yourself to only trust those you know very well.
Koo says messaging to the LGBTQ community is important because a majority of cases have been found in men who have sex with other men. He says reducing the number of sexual partners, monogamy, and protection during sex like a condom can help.
But I think that you're recognizing instead of stigmatizing the behavior and see work around it is what I'm trying to advocate on. It's like, look, I mean, you just got to be a little bit smart about it. Minimize, you know, lower the number of sexual partners. You probably shouldn't go around and have anonymous sex.
Koo says this virus is spreading within the gay community, but it can affect anyone. He says clinicians need to keep an eye out for this virus in all patients or else they risk missing it.
I'm trying to dispel that bias that we're creating by saying if you keep perpetuating that, then that's the only population you're going to look for. And you may ignore and that clinicians potentially can miss diagnosis because, oh, they're not gay, so why would they get, I don't think this is monkeypox. And that actually has happened.
So this virus can affect anyone. It's primarily spreading within the LGBTQ community. How is that community in Montana responding?
That's a good question. I spoke with Kevin Hamm, the president of Montana Pride, the organization that puts on the big Pride parade in Helena every year. He says there are concerns within the LGBTQ community about the unknowns of the virus and how long it'll take to get a vaccine.
I keep asking health professionals across the state, and basically, unless you're in very small, very specific groups, they're not available yet.
Hamm tells me he'll be practicing precautions meant to prevent the spread of the virus.
I understand the need for hugs. Don't do it.
You touched on how long it can take to get the virus. What do you know about access to shots in Montana?
The state health department says it's received 750 doses of vaccine for people who meet certain criteria. With limited supply, Montana is following guidance from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for who it recommends gets a vaccine. Right now, that's limited to people who have had exposure to someone with a confirmed infection and people with a high risk of coming into contact with the virus. People can learn more about who is eligible on the State Health Department's website.
That was Montana Public Radio's Freddie Monanez reporting on monkeypox in Montana. Freddie, thank you for your reporting.
You bet.